And hello and welcome to the APR Podcast. I'm J.P. Arnold, your APR Chair for the Pikes Peak PRSA Chapter here in beautiful Colorado Springs. And the purpose of this podcast is to help you earn your APR. It's the Accreditation in Public Relations. I want to remind you to visit two websites, the official APR site, praccreditation.org, and prsacoloradosprings.org/APR. And Michael Henry, tomorrow night, he's starting the fall cohort for the APR Prep online study course. So check out Michael Henry and the APR facilitators. It's going to be great. The first session's free, but I tell you, the rest of it is worth your money. And we had some amazing, amazing announcements to come up. But that's my son Isaiah. He's jamming out on the Yamaha DTX 522K electronic drum set. That's the 80s shuffle. Oh, yeah. Thanks, Isaiah, for bringing the energy to our podcast. And I have not one, but two great announcements. We have two new APRs. Sam Briggs, APR. I'm going to say that again. That's pretty cool. Sam Briggs, APR. She is a school district PIO. Imagine that. She went through all of this, and she's just had a tough time with working in the different communication channels and helping out students and families and administration and teachers. But she has been stellar, absolutely fantastic. She earned her accreditation in public relations a few weeks ago. Congratulations. She had a great game plan. She started with the APR prep. She had been talking to the chair. She had a mentor. And she started her questionnaire. And that questionnaire takes a couple of months. So make sure you are dialed in and working through that process. There's the three legs of the APR journey. First is the questionnaire. Second is the panel presentation. Third is the exam. She went through all three, had a very methodical, well-thought-out plan. And that's what you need. So we're actually going to hear from her right now. She's going to talk about her journey, what she learned. And here she is, Sam Briggs, APR.
I'm Sam Briggs, and I'm going into my eighth year of public relations. I started my APR journey a little over a year ago. I enrolled in the APR Prep online study course, which I highly recommend. It goes over all of the knowledge, skills, and abilities needed to pass the APR exam. The APR process has been incredible. It has helped me become more strategic and intentional in helping my organization achieve its mission and goals. I've kind of went from doing more tactical type things in my job duties to now really honing back into that strategic mindset. The APR process has really helped me identify those key publics within our organization and how we need to communicate with each individual key public, especially on social media, using all of our platforms such as Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, our YouTube channel, and being more effective in communicating through the digital world. Also, crisis communication. I mean, we are in a pandemic right now, and so going through this process, walking through those case scenarios that you learn in the online study course have been tremendous in applying to what is happening now with COVID-19. I just feel like all of the things I've learned have been extremely valuable and is helping us get through this very difficult time. If you're thinking about getting your APR, I highly recommend it. Don't be afraid. Go for it. Reach out to the Pikes Peak PRSA chapter. They are extremely helpful. Or any of your fellow colleagues who have received APRs. I know some of my friends have helped me tremendously through this process. And so I just wish everyone the best of luck. And I really, really, really encourage everyone to go for their APR.
Fantastic. And congratulations again to Sam Briggs, APR. What a journey. She finished. And she finished strong. And so that was from a YouTube announcement she did. We're going to interview her later this week or next week, depending on her time. But really appreciate Sam and her dedication, her professionalism. What a great plan. And she just didn't give up. She kept pursuing. And so, again, highlighting kind of what she's talked about, the APR prep, the strategy, the different publics, and crisis communication, all of that was helpful for her to learn during this APR journey. So congratulations. Now, we're going to look at Army Public Affairs versus Civilian Public Relations. And when I talk about civilian public relations, I'm talking about marketing, there's advertisement, there's communication, there's business development. You know, all of that is in the family of PRSA. In fact, I looked at the membership and it was interesting. There's corporate, nonprofit, PR agency, education, military, independent, professional services. Those are all the different work environments that are part of the PRSA family membership. Then when you look at the different genres of PR, advertising, etc., media relations is number one. Marketing communications, two. Corporate communications, three. Social media, writing, editing, community relations, employee communications, crisis communications, public affairs, branding, special events, and it keeps going down. And so that's part of the PRSA membership when they go in and enter in what they do and what area of work they're currently in. So as a transitioning military public affairs officer or military soldier, you really want to kind of understand what you're getting into. And historically, with public affairs, the officer will do planning, strategy, and the soldier will do writing and video and photography and editing. Well, you need to make sure you kind of cross-pollinate those different skills. Soldiers and NCOs, they need to understand the strategy. It will help them become a better writer. Officers, they need to do some of the writing, because I'll tell you what, when you go to a civilian PR agency or you're working for a nonprofit, you might be a office of one. So you're going to be doing all of that. So let's kind of look at the different aspects of public relations in the civilian sector compared to the Army. Okay. So there's owned media, paid media, that's controlled media. This is communication channels and media and tools that are in direct control of the sender. That can be paid advertisement, newsletters, brochures, different types of email that may go out, organizational website, blogs, leaflets, etc., podcasts, video conferences, meetings, speeches, position papers. That's directly from the APR study guide. In the military, we have owned media. So obviously we have websites, we have social media, which is also kind of considered shared media as well too. But the military does not do paid media, with an exception of Accessions Command, which is no longer there, but Cadet Command and U.S. Army Recruiting. And I worked at Accessions, and we had paid advertisement, commercials on TV. You had to get graphic designers. You have to get a video team. You've got to get different aspects of photographers, and I went on several photo shoots. So I went to different cities to work with influencers, those meetings and stuff like that. And those were all paid, and we controlled our message. Then there's earned media, and I'll tell you who's good at earned media is the military. Day one, when I had my very first interview, it was with the BBC, and it was live, 300 million viewers. I worked with New York Times, CNN, Newsweek, NBC News, Fox News, Smithsonian, on and on, independent blogger, and I even worked with my friend, the late James Foley. He was with us at the 101st Airborne Division in Saladin Province in Iraq, and rest in peace, James. I absolutely enjoyed working with him, but it was just the whole gamut of media. Okay, so let's look at, for civilians. So the same kind of criteria that you're looking at with media relations with the Army, you know, you're going to have it daily, you're going to have it often, they're going to come to you. Well, that is also similar in the police, the county sheriff, the mayor, they have a lot of media relations engagements. And right now schools are. Because of COVID-19, it's incredible to see the day in and day out. I see my friends on TV all the time here in Colorado Springs. And they are working with the different publics, whether it's teachers, students, parents, the board. the administration, working with the media, all right there. Okay, so other organizations, nonprofits, they are not able to get as much earned media as someone like the Army or like the county sheriff, the police, the mayor. So they use paid media. So they're going to be paying for advertisement. There's also a thing called newstainment or news commercial. And so you're watching 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. You're watching the regular news, the weather, the sports, the different content of the day. And then there's a show afterwards. It's in the same studio, but it's different producer, different anchors. They're called hosts. Well, those are paid by the clients, and they are getting information disseminated through the TV station. And it looks like regular news, but it's not. They are controlling the message. You work with the host. I want to talk about this. I'm paying you $500 to $1,000 or whatever it might be that day. And so that's another way. And again, the military obviously cannot do that. Okay. So let's kind of look at this. Another owned media is the website, social media. The Army does really well in that. Other aspects of owned media can be your newsletter. Now, this is one thing. I don't think anyone in the military is doing MailChimp to send a web-based newsletter. But that's something that you need to know when you get into the civilian sector. That was one of the first questions that was asked when I transitioned 5 years ago. Do you know how to use MailChimp and set up a web-based newsletter? So that's you. That wasn't my soldier, wasn't my NCO. That was me putting that together. And I did that for 3.5 years at the other nonprofit that I worked at. So I also did photo and video. I did social media. I was administrator of the website. So again, when you talk about officers and NCOs, you need to blend your skill sets and talents and learn from each other. If you say, oh, that's just the soldier and NCO work, that's not my work, it's going to be tough for you when you transition and go work for a civilian PR firm or work for an organization, nonprofit, for-profit, and they're going to say, I need you to help me out with this. Just make sure you're dialed in and understand what they need. Okay. The other thing is media relations, but also community relations. So I've gone into the community with my nonprofit and for-profit companies. And the Army actually does that really well, but it's typically at the 2-star level and above. At the brigade level for brigade PAOs, there's some media or some community relations, but not as much for the 2-star general officer, the 1-star general officer, where they're going out into the community and saying, thank you, we appreciate your support. It happens every now and then at the 06 colonel brigade level, but not as much as the general officer level. And again, you're kind of looking at, and in the military public affairs, you're not going to have internal communications. And that was a big part of what I did in my last job, employee communications. I did newsletters. I did surveys, paid media. We had a graphic designer on our team. Sometimes you have to pay for that graphic designer for your civilian company. If you're in a military organization, you're hoping that you have someone that's good with graphics. You're hoping you have someone that's good with photography, video. But you're not quite for sure. You may get a stellar soldier, someone who is familiar with it, and you may get someone that, hey, this is your new job, this is your new MOS. They may not have the background. It's nothing against that soldier, but it's just the reality of the skill set. So make sure that you know how to write, you know how to speak well in front of others, you know how to use the 4-step planning process. And I would join PRSA today if if I were you, be familiar with the APR study guide and start that journey towards the APR plus M. Do that today if you're in the military and you work in public affairs, whether you're a soldier, an NCO, or an officer. But make sure you diversify your skill sets. And don't say, that's just the officer, that's just the soldier, that's just the NCO. You want to be able to do each of those different skills. So when you transition into the civilian sector, you're prepared and ready to help out your new employer. So I would go after those brigade PAO assignments, division PAO assignments. If you work in an MPAD, you're kind of like an assignment editor. So you could be proofreading, but you're not doing as much of the actual production of the video, the production of the writing assignment, the photography. Your soldiers are. So you're working and making sure they are able to connect with their clients, if you would, and get that story. And you're prioritizing what they're doing. And that's what an assignment editor does. So what can you do? You can volunteer, do some pro bono communication work for a nonprofit organization if you're in the military right now, to understand that paid media, that advertisement. Working with a newsletter that is through MailChimp or some other type of software. But you want to expand your horizons, because once you jump into the civilian sector, they're going to want you to start producing products right away. And again, I just want to say congrats to the two APRs, Sam Briggs APR and my military colleague. Now, as I mentioned, the last time we were together was in Australia, and that was a lot of fun. Enjoyed working with her in Brisbane. And if you are wondering, what can I do to further my career, to get ready for the next step? What can I do if I'm transitioning either after 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years from the military into the civilian sector? I'm here to help. Look me up on LinkedIn. And I hope to see you on the APR prep. Please give me a call. Give me a LinkedIn message. And we'll talk to you soon. Take care and have a nice day. And good luck on your APR journey.